everyone, and welcome to another podcast for mindful eating, healthy eating for the mind and body. My name is Miss Carla Thomas. I'm a trained chef. Today, I wanted to have a quick chat about what things we can do as men and women to look after ourselves when we need to have pamper time. You know, as we have been coming, we came up in a pandemic, a lot of people put on weight, whatever. Now that they've adjusted themselves and fixed themselves, what things that we can do to sort of build a routine for ourselves when we come back from work, when we come back from doing whatever we're doing in the daytime. Recently, I've discovered that it's very, very important as men and women to have pamper time. Pamper time is a time where you switch off all distractions from your friends, your family, and whoever you're interacting with, and using that time to pamper yourself. As women get older, our skins, our bodies need attention. And it's very important that we take time to wind down at the end of the day and have a pamper time. Now, for myself, I work a very rigorous work schedule. And here of late, what I've been doing as a woman, it may not work for everybody. But for myself, I am using, when I go to bed at night, I normally moisturize, and I use a night cream now, which has been very helpful for me. And I believe that for most women, it's important. I was even reading, I saw an article, well, not even an article, I saw a video on Good Morning America on YouTube, that it's important to make sure that you moisturize yourself. And I believe men should do this as well, so that in the morning, your face and whatever parts of your body you want to moisturize looks nice and glistening. So a routine for myself is what I do when I have a shower, finish bathing. I normally cleanse. I use a normal everyday toner cleanse. And I think it's important for everybody, both men and women, to look after their skin and their body. You know, even though men might think, oh, I don't need to moisturize. Yes, I think we all need to spend time moisturizing ourselves, whether it be our faces, our bodies, and so on. It's important to wipe away all the toxins from the day. You can use a normal face wash, and you can also use a face wash based on your skin type. You've got face washes now for all types of skin type. I've also started using a face wash with a tea tree oil in it, and I've seen a big difference. You know, for I think with the pandemic as well, with the mask wearing, a lot of people may have picked up, you know, pimples and parts of the face that you wouldn't normally see if you weren't wearing masks. And I've seen that, you know, wearing a mask as well, you know, can bring breakouts that you don't normally see if you weren't wearing a mask. So it's so important to use to wash your face. Then you use a toner, and then you moisturize, whether it be with a night cream and so on. And then you do the same thing with your body. Cocoa butter, of course, is very good for everyone, obviously for black skin types. Cocoa butter is something that people use. And also as well, any collagen-based type of cream, it helps to bring rejuvenation back into the skin. And also as well, don't forget your supplements. Obviously, if you're a man, you take supplements based for your body type. You know, men, we have, men and women have different requirements for their body. So make sure that you take vitamins allocated for men, if you're a man, and then the same for women, take your vitamins allocated for yourself. And obviously as well, night routines could also be a time away from your phones, a time away from talking too much to friends and family. Obviously, if you have younger children, you attend to them, make sure that they're well looked after. And then by a certain time, switch off all communication, unless obviously they need your attention. But make some time for yourself. You know, mothers, you know, lots of people now, whether they be a single parent or whatever, you know, make sure that obviously your child's priorities are put first. But then make sure that you have a quiet time for yourself. And moisturize your face, moisturize your body, and then spend that time, you know, looking after yourself and also your mind. Read a book, meditate on, you know, anything that you listen to. If you have some notes, quotes that you want to put down, you put it down, and then you restart your day again. And obviously as well, you know, it's not just based on your skin as well and body, but also your dental care. As we get older, it's very important to ensure that our teeth are well looked after. You know, tooth decay is a very common thing. And, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, if you have an issue with, you know, with bad breath, whatever, that you attend to it. Whether you want to use natural remedies, whatever, go to your dentist. You know, and basically if you feel that you have to brush your teeth in between meals to ensure that, you know, your breath and everything is going to be suitable for yourself, then do that. I know some people, if they have the chance, they brush their teeth if they have able chance to do that at work. Or you chew on something, basically whether it be, you know, a dental gum, whatever, to sort of to break up those times where you feel that you might have food odor on your breath. And then obviously, you know, make sure that you floss if you can floss. For some people, not everybody flosses. They said flossing is important, so try to floss. And just, you know, maintain a good oral hygiene for yourself. And just ensure that, you know, visit the dentist if you can. And just if you feel that you need to do this, then do this. And, you know, just make sure that we look after all general here well-being, and make sure that you're happy with yourself. So this is just some of the things I just wanted to share today, that, you know, as we get older, we need to really pamper ourselves, both as men and women, and also foot care as well. As we know, we use our feet for everything. If you have any foot issues at all and you have issues, go and see someone who specializes in foot care. Make sure that you buy the right shoes for your feet, and also as well take supplements to help with bone rejuvenation. They said collagen tablets are very, very good for you know, to help with joint pain, aches and pains, you know, because obviously as we get older, our bodies do age slightly, and taking supplements and these type of collagen tablets do help to sort of ease the aging process. I do hope this recording has helped somebody today. Please continue to support Mindful Eating. Mindful Eating is a platform dedicated for everybody over the age of 40. As you know, I've got my YouTube channel. If you haven't had a chance to go on there, please have a look. Please continue to support. I just want to thank everyone for listening. As you know, I've got my Facebook page. Go on there, have a look, and support. Just want to thank everyone today for listening, and have a good day.